Joined now by the head of communications at the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, really to try, I guess, to give us some explanations around all that is swirling when the name of one Shepherd Bushiri is mentioned. I mean, just to give you some background information, it's alleged, for example, that he bought his six-year-old daughter a Maserati worth over R1 million. In 2016, he filled up Soccer City with an estimated 100,000 strong crowd. For the past 3 years, followers have been pledging to help build a mega church complex for Bushiri. They're encouraged to sow a seed in exchange for blessings. So the more you sow, the more you are supposed to get. People have handed over their cars, their homes, the entire contents of bank accounts in pledges to the church. He's known, of course, to court politicians from Jacob Zuma to Julius Malema. Who is he and what explains the near hysteria of his followers? Ephraim, a very good morning to you. We had hoped you would pop in as you'd agreed, but thank you for talking to us on the phone nonetheless. The real question is... Is this man a prophet, as he claims, or is he a fraudster?
Oh, Bongani, how are you, first of all? We can't just run into questions. How are you?
I'm fine, Ephraim. Go ahead. Is he a prophet, or is he a fraudster?
No, he is a man of God. He is a man of God, ordained by God, and whatever he does, he does under the authority from God.
I mean, I suppose if you're a man of God, you certainly can't lie, can you?
He is a man of God. I think, like what I said, he's a man of God, ordained by God, and all his principles are done by the authority of God.
So do you believe, as he claims, that, you know, for example, he can walk on air, that he can cure people of HIV/AIDS, for example? I mean, just those are just some of the claims he's made. There are others.
Basically, what you're talking about are issues of miracles and wonders that happened at ECG. Whatever happens at ECG, it's not him who does. It's God who does that through him. And if you read your Bible, miracles are not something extraordinary. Miracles have been part of the Christian faith. And if you go in the Bible, the story of Jesus Christ performing a lot of miracles and that kind of stuff, and when he was leaving the earth, he told people that those who believe in him would even perform more miracles than they did. So what is happening is not something extraordinary. It's God still speaking to his people today.
All right. I mean, obviously, the Bible also warns us of false prophets who will claim all kinds of miracles to mislead people. I mean, this walking on air thing, even the U.S. talk show host Jimmy Kimmel, disproved that in a mock-up. He showed it's a lie.
I cannot speak for the false prophet because I know who is the true prophet, and Prophet Shepherd Bushiri is one of them.
How do you explain his money? I mean, we know, of course, he's facing these fraud charges, these corruption charges, money laundering. How do you explain Pastor Bushiri's money?
Like, in terms of what? Can you be specific?
Well, we know, of course, he's got various business interests. There's no real trail in terms of how much he gets from congregations. Is he using the church money to fund his businesses?
Yeah, like you have put it there simply. When he was beginning his ministry, he was concerned with two things. One, to learn his family, and two, to also push his ministry. To have a ministry as big as this one, you need money, and that's a fact. That's why he got into the idea of, okay, let me use the blessing that God gives me and the wisdom that God gives me to start up a couple of businesses. So mostly, he used money from his businesses to fund his ministry. He started with, and he sent to now.
All right, the line there is not very clear, Ephraim, so we're missing you at different points as you try to give us answers there. But, I mean, I would put it to you that it's the other way around. I mean, there isn't really a trail of how much money he collects from his congregants. For example, I played a clip earlier where he's demanding 500 million rand from his congregants to build this super church. They've been pledging money for a couple of years now. That church still hasn't been built. That complex hasn't been built. And yet his businesses continue to thrive. It's very easy to see the connection.
There's a difference between Mr. Bushiri, the entrepreneur, and Prophet Shibi, the one who is one of the ministers at ECG. I think this distinction should be very clear. The church is managed by a system. And I'll take you through. The church is managed by what we call the ECG International in Huddersfield. And this ECG International Church Office is managed by directors that manage the church in all the branches across the world. Mind you, we have 178 branches in 178 countries. So we have a corporate office that manages all these ECG churches.
How many branches do you have?
We have so many branches in 178 countries across the world.
In 178 countries across the world?
Yes. We have a lot of branches within those countries, and they are managed under a corporate office in Hatfield called ECG Church International, which has directors that manage all these churches. There's Prophet, there's Mr. Shepherd Bushiri, who is also a business person. That's his own, that's about his life and everything, nothing to do with the church.
Ephraim, so
these things are managed differently.
178 countries he's got a presence in. Is that your claim?
Yes.
That can't be true. That simply cannot be true. I mean, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Many people who would look at this thing would say it's all premised on untruths. It's all premised on basic lies. I mean, and I go back to the miracles, for example, it's all so basic. It's set up from the so-called miracle monies that are deposited into people's accounts to hand-picked actors who claim to be ill or disabled. It's not even original. This is the kind of thing we saw from televangelists in America in the 80s.
There are always these theories that people advance when they hear about miracles. But what I said is, if you believe in God, miracles are not something you can question, because they have been part of the Christian faith. That's what I said, and that's what I'll keep saying.
Does your church pay taxes, Ephraim?
The church is we are a registered church, and we operate everything in accordance to the laws of South Africa.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's your assurance. Ephraim Nyondo there, the head of communications at the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church. I mean, you've got to ask the question, if indeed they're not preying on vulnerable people, how irresponsible is it to claim you can cure people with HIV? As for raising the dead, I mean, yeah, pull another one.